Breakfast with Aaron and Helen, 5 to 9 weekdays on Hope 103.2.
Well, Strahla McCallum is a Gold Coast kid with the big smile and the stylish blonde hair that you might expect from that part of the world. But beyond those things, I'm not sure his life is like too many other guys his age there. We'll let him explain why that is. Hi, Strahla.
Hello.
Hey, straight up, we've got to ask, how old are you?
I just turned 13.
Congratulations. Welcome to your teenage years.
Thank you.
And can you take us through a few of your career highlights so far? What have been some of the big things you've already done?
Well, make my album, A Little Faith, and, well, there's a couple of things. I've got to sing at the State of Origin, so I've got the stadium in Brisbane.
Yeah, that's not bad, is it?
Yeah, that was awesome. But there's actually a funny story behind that, because I never get nervous, right? I never, ever, ever. But last year, as I said, I got to sing the national anthem for the Rugby League State of Origin, a song called. And there were 53,000 people there.
Crazy.
Yeah, and I'm waiting to go on, and the sound lady comes up to me and says, 30 seconds, Strahla, 30 seconds. And right then, I did. I got really nervous.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, so I turned around to Dad and I said, Dad, I'm really nervous. What should I do? And Dad said, well, Strahla, go outside the tunnel, have a look around, come back and tell me what you see. So I did that. I went outside the tunnel, and it was packed. I'm talking chock-a-block. There were even firemen in the aisles. It was packed.
Oh, wow.
it was chock-a-block. And so the sound lady came up to me again and says, 20 seconds, Strahla, 20 seconds. So I went back to Dad, and Dad said, so, Strahla, what did you see? And I said, Dad, it's absolutely packed. They're going nuts. What'll I do? And the sound lady comes up to me again and says, 10 seconds, Strahla, 10 seconds. And I said, Dad, what do I do? So Dad put his hands on my shoulders and looked me straight in the eye and said, Strahla, if you're ever, ever gonna stuff up a song, now would not be the night.
Oh.
And bring me out there.
Good dad.
Oh, that's fantastic.
What a good man.
Oh, but he knew that would relax me, and it did. But oh, it was so funny. I'm in the tunnel, and he says this to me.
Thanks, Dad. That's fantastic. They've got some real skills in that area, Dads, I reckon.
Now, your parents obviously are very supportive, and hearing your dad there at the 30-second mark, obviously your parents are really behind you and helping you out with this the whole way.
Yeah, well, I have a very supportive family, and I'm a really lucky kid. Like my mum, who does my hair, and she's just amazing. And
compliments to your mum. You've got good hair.
Well, she's a hairdresser, and she's really good at it. And
gotcha.
My dad, he's just dad. He's my travel buddy, and my two brothers are just amazing. They're really supportive as well.
How do you go getting along with other people your age? Like, does it sometimes feel like you just live on another planet?
Not really, because I play rugby for my school, and I'm the captain, and I scored 58 tries last year. And I can tell you, if you're a little bit, tiny bit famous, they don't care. They smash you even more.
Yeah, right. Oh, good one. Some people we've seen over the years, you know, go a bit nuts when they get famous really young. Does your mum and your dad have a plan for, you know, keeping you out of the crazy side of the business?
Well, yeah, they do, but I have a funny, like, I have an older brother named Jazz, and he's nearly 18, mm-hmm. and a younger one who's nearly 11. And I can tell you, they keep me grounded, so I can't get a big head around them.
Big brothers are really good like that.
Yeah, exactly. So I think I'll be fine.
Now, when did the singing thing start for you? When did the point come where someone said to you, wow, you can actually sing, you should do more with this? When did that happen?
Well, I've actually sang all my life, but it's ever since I was 3 years old, and I had this really long blonde hair and ringlets, and I looked like a little girl. And Mum never used to cut my hair, but I had this little raunchy voice, and I used to sing all the old songs. And Dad said I sound like David Clayton Thomas, you know, out of Blood, Sweat and Tears?
Yes,
you might have
yes.
heard of him. Yeah. But when I really started singing was when I was 9, and Dad rang up the best singing coach in the world, Vanetta Fields.
Oh, like she's a legend.
Yeah, she is.
She sang back up for John Farnham really famously. That's what I think most people would know her for around these parts, yeah.
Yeah, and do you know she's an ICAT, where I could hear her turn for 5 years.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so she's really big. Anyway, Dad called her and asked whether she could be my singing coach. And she just said, hang on there. Hang on. It's not that easy. You got to audition first. So Dad asked if he could bring me around to audition. But when he said I was only 9 years old, she just cracked up laughing and said, I'm sorry, I'm not taking little boys, and hung up.
Oh!
Yeah, but Dad rang her back and said, okay, all right. But where do I take a boy who sounds like David Clayton Thomas? So she just cracked up laughing and said, okay, all right, bring her over, and I'll listen to him. And I went over, and I've been there ever since.
Wow.
Yeah.
I got to say, look, you are an awesome storyteller
yes.
as well. You are truly great. So, singer fantastic and also a great storyteller. Don't lose those skills ever, okay?
Yeah.
I've got a question for you, Stradlin. Lots of the music on your album has some really spiritual themes, you know, about God and faith and hope and stuff. Is there a story about that?
Well, I sing a lot of songs on my album. They're songs that have a lot of meaning behind them. Like, there's a song on there called Sometimes a Prayer Will Do. And it's a beautiful song, and I had the great honour to sing this song at all the flood relief concerts around the country.
Oh,
and I can tell you, on the stage, singing that song was just beautiful, and I'll never forget it. But there's a lot of songs in there that have a lot of meaning behind it, and I think that's why I sing them as well. They're beautiful songs.
Mm. Look, we are so excited to get to have a talk with you, and yours is totally a name we're going to remember, because I'm sure we're going to see even bigger and better things from you over the years. Just all the best with it, mate.
Oh, thank you very much.
Breakfast with Aaron and Helen, 5 to 9 weekdays on Hope 103.2.